Intro music upbeat and modern.
Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Math Surgery, your go-to podcast for acing your WJ exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that is the absolute bedrock of your higher tier paper and a huge chunk of the foundation paper, algebraic expressions. That's right, we're talking simplifying, expanding, and factorizing. It might sound scary, but by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be manipulating expressions like a pro. We'll break down the core concepts, look at how to grab every single mark, and even have a go at a quick-fire quiz to make sure it's all sinking in. So, grab a pen, clear your head, and let's get started.
Transition sound.
Host. Right, let's get into the core concepts. First up, simplifying expressions. Think of this as tidying up. You have a long, messy string of terms, and you just need to group the things that are alike. The golden rule here is you can only add or subtract like terms. Like terms are terms that have the exact same letter or combination of letters raised to the same power. For example, 3x and 5x are like terms, but 3x and 5x squareds are not. Imagine you have the expression 5x plus 2y minus 3x plus 7y. An examiner-pleasing technique is to circle or underline the like terms and make sure you capture the sign in front of them. So circle the plus 5x and the denominator of 3x. Then, in a different shape or color, box the plus 2y and the plus 7y. Now just combine them. 5x minus 3x is 2x, and 2y plus 7y is 9y. So your simplified answer is 2x plus 9y. Simple as that. A common mistake candidates make is confusing addition with multiplication. Remember, a plus a is 2a, not a squared. You have two a's. Multiplication is different. A star scar is where you get a squared. Next, let's move on to expanding brackets. This is where we get rid of the brackets by multiplying everything inside by what's outside. If you have a single bracket, like 4x plus 2, you multiply the 4 by the x and the 4 by the plus 2. This gives you 4x plus 8. But the real marks are in expanding double brackets, like x plus 3, x plus 5. For this, we need a memory hook, FOIL. This stands for first, outer, inner, last. It's a systematic way to make sure you multiply every term. F erst. Multiply the first terms in each bracket. X dars x equals x squared. Multiply the outermost terms. X dars of 1,005 equals 5x. Now to multiply the innermost terms. 3 is classics equals 3x. Multiply the last terms in each bracket. 3, 7, 5, 3, 15. Now, you write it all out, x squared plus 5, x plus 3x plus 15, and what do you see? Some like terms we can simplify? The plus ped x and plus 3x combine to plus osmx. So the final, fully expanded and simplified answer is x squared plus 8x plus 15. For this, you'd get an M1 mark for a correct method, at least three terms correct, and an A1 for the final answer. A classic error is squaring a bracket. Candidates often write x plus 3 squared as x squared plus 9. That's a disaster. You've missed the middle term. Remember, x plus 3 squared is just x plus 3, x plus 3. If you FOIL that, you get x squared plus 3x plus 3x plus 9, which simplifies to x squared plus 6x plus 9. Finally, factorizing. This is the complete opposite of expanding. You're given an expression and asked to put it back into brackets. The first thing you should always look for is a common factor. In an expression like 6x plus 9, what's the biggest number that goes into both 6 and 9? It's 3. So you write the 3 outside a bracket, then you ask 3 times what gives 6x, that's 2x, and 3 times what gives 9, that's 3. So it factorizes to 3, 2x plus 3. For higher tier, you'll need to factorize quadratics like x squared plus 8x plus 15. This is the reverse of FOIL. You need to find two numbers that multiply to make the last number, plus 15, and add to make the middle number, plus 8. Two pairs that multiply to 15 are 1 and 15, or 3 and 5. Which pair adds to 8? It's 3 and 5. So your brackets are x plus 3, x plus 5, done. Always double check by expanding it back out in your head to see if you get the original expression.
Transition sound.
Host.
Now for the really crucial bit, exam technique and avoiding those silly mistakes that cost you marks.
In Show That questions where they give you the answer, you must show the step before the final answer. For example, if it says, show that x plus 3, x plus 5 equals x squared plus 8x plus 15, you must write down x squared plus 5x plus 3x plus 15 before you write the final line. That's your reasoning mark right there. Another top tip, treat minus signs as if they are glued to the number that follows them. When collecting like terms, circle the term and the sign. It stops you from making sign errors. And for algebraic fractions, the golden rule is factorize everything first. Don't even think about canceling terms until the numerator and denominator are fully factorized. An examiner will award B1 for partial factorization, but to get the A1 mark, it needs to be complete. For example, 2 comes plus 4 is not fully factorized. The bracket still has a common factor of 2. The correct answer is 4x plus 2. Transition sound. Host. Okay, are you ready for a quick fire quiz? I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give the answer. No cheating. Question 1. Simplifies 7a new 2b plus 3a minus 4b.
Pause.
Answer. 10a 6b. Question 2. Expand and simplify x minus 2 x plus 4.
Pause.
Answer. X squared plus 2x minus 8. Should have got x squared plus 4x minus 2x minus 8. First step. Question 3. Factorize fully 12x squared plus 18x off.
Pause.
Answer. 6h 2x plus 3. Did you get the highest common factor? Not just 2, 3, or x, but 6x. Question 4. What is the common mistake when calculating x5 squareds?
Pause.
Answer. Forgetting the middle term and just writing x squared plus 25 or x2 squared minus 25. The correct answer is x2 squared minus 10x plus 25. How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. Transition sound. Host. So, let's summarize. For algebraic expressions, remember, 3 key skills. Simplifying is about collecting like terms. Expanding is about multiplying out brackets, using FOIL for double brackets. And factorizing is putting expressions back into brackets, starting by finding the highest common factor. For the exam, show all your steps, be careful with minus signs, and remember those key memory hooks like FOIL. This topic is worth a lot of marks, and mastering it gives you a solid foundation for the rest of the algebra content. That's all we have time for today at the GCSE Math Surgery. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another deep dive into a key exam topic. Keep practicing.
Outro music fades in and out.